Thank you for joining me today, coast to coast in the States on the radio, and all the way around the world on this podcast. As you know, if you've been with us, we're dealing with the temptations we have toward sin, doing that which is highly offensive to God and one another. And when we left off yesterday, I was warning you about an app that millions of people use regularly called Instagram. If you have no clue what this is, good. But for context, let me tell you, it's basically a photo-sharing social network service provided by Facebook. The app, found on most phones and tablets, as well as computers, allows users to upload photos and videos of themselves or others, and then share them all around the world for free. It is very popular, but I refuse to use it. Why? I deleted it because I found that it was a source of temptation toward sin in my life. And I have spoken with other Christians who share my view. Jesus' words to me in Matthew chapter 5 and verses 27 through 30, literally, I am not exaggerating or kidding, made me pick up my phone and delete the Instagram app from it. And I do not want it back, no matter how many times my friends say, "You don't have Instagram?" or "You really should get on Instagram." For me, it is dangerous. Perhaps you can handle it without it causing you to stumble into sin. As we talked about this last time, maybe your hand swayed over the Instagram icon on your phone last night and you wrestled with whether or not to delete it. Maybe the Holy Spirit will have brought another temptation of your eyes and hands to your mind. I hope so. And what I will pray for is that you will ruthlessly cut off anything that causes you to sin, no matter how much you cherish it, or see it as being essential in your life. Jesus says this in Matthew 5, 27 through 30, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Just as review, Jesus is not saying to mutilate yourself. He is not asking you or I to literally cut out eyes and cut off hands. He speaks figuratively about that. But he speaks literally about ruthlessly cutting off anything that causes us to sin. Jesus is practical. He's pragmatic. He is telling us to be realistic. You've got to know that the devil tempts us with our bodily appetites as he did Jesus in the wilderness. But how will we avoid following the temptation that leads us into sin? Well, Jesus says, take swift and resolute action and get rid of that which Satan can use to destroy you, no matter the cost. Jesus commands us to take drastic action. Instagram is loaded with millions of easily accessible photos of food and drink. You'll be tempted to overeat and overdrink. It is loaded with millions of easily accessible photos of physically fit, handsome, and beautiful men and women. Much of that doctored, by the way. Those people do not really look like that. And you have a struggle with your body image? You have an eating disorder and are constantly contrasting yourself with others? My friend, stop looking at others on Instagram. Stop counting their likes. You have a struggle with lust? You attempt to constantly to betray your spouse? You fight with but cannot overcome pornography? My friend, stop looking at others on Instagram. You say, Instagram is not pornography. Oh yes, it can be. It's called soft porn, and it tempts. It does. And are you someone who dresses provocatively and puts pictures of yourself on Instagram? That is sin also. Tempting others into sin for a few likes is sin. So I urge you to be very careful on that end of Insta, or IG as it is called. Maybe you do not struggle with this. Perhaps you merely use Instagram to post photos of your kids doing something memorable, even silly, or the vacation you recently enjoyed. If that's the case, social media can be a wonderful tool. I have no objections to that. In fact, many ministries use media like Instagram to share the gospel. Good. And yet, following Jesus, I am giving you something you can actually do to assist in your fight against your enemy, the devil, if this is problematic for you. Instagram is only an example. Maybe you've never even heard of it or never used it. Well, then let me ask, what else in your life draws you to temptations that are not easy to resist? Jesus tells us to ruthlessly cut those things out of our lives and to do so without delay. For example, technology can also be used for the sins of gossip, pride, greed, jealousy, retaliation, and covetousness, to name a few. Be careful with it, brothers and sisters. These are some honest, down-to-earth ways we can apply Jesus' teaching in Matthew 4 and 5. And now let's pivot to Paul. I've told you that we'll also consider the wisdom of the Apostle Paul when it comes to how we can handle the lusts of the flesh, our bodily appetites. And so turn with me, if you can, either now or later, to the New Testament book of Romans. I'm thinking of chapter 6. And as you prepare to learn from the Apostle with me, I must say that I've preached on the book of Romans quite a bit, and in particular chapters 6 and 7, where he deals with sin in the life of the Christian person. Throughout this section of Romans, we find some of Paul's greatest theology, and also disciplines every believer needs to please God and displease the devil. I've taught passages from Romans before here on God Is, and I will do so again. In fact, I really want to walk you through Romans 6 and 7 at some point. But for the remainder of this week, since we're living in Matthew 4, let me be brief and to the point, even if we suffer a little from not grasping the full context of what the apostle is saying in the verses that I will read and teach. I am now at Romans chapter 6 and verse 12. Let me read this to you. Romans 6, 12 says, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts." I want you to notice that the Apostle Paul uses the word therefore. The word therefore links verses 11 and 12. These verses go together, but we are limited by time, and so take my word for it, if you will. Paul has been teaching the Christians at Rome that following Christ is about believing and practicing what you believe. We can say being a Christian is about the doctrine and the doing. As a Christian, I believe many things about God, but I also want to practice what I believe. I want to live out my beliefs. That's a very quick way to bring you up to speed on what precedes our verse, verse 12. Listen again to verse 12. Paul continues, "Do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts." In your mind, highlight the words mortal body. The mortal body is the key to this whole section. And to be clear, I want to give you 5 insights into the mortal body. I'll go as far as I can today and come back to this again tomorrow. The reason I want to do this is because understanding the mortal body will help us know how to practically resist temptation to sin, which is the reason that we are now in Romans. And just before I get to the first insight, I need to say something about who Paul is addressing here. It is Christian men and women, so that what follows is true only of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here today as someone who is not yet living in Christ, then please do stay tuned. But what I am going to say applies specifically to we who are in Christ. First, there's a difference, a distinction between your mortal body and your soul. I'll say that again. Christians, there is a difference between your mortal body and your soul. Sin is in the mortal body, but sin is not in your soul. Your soul is finished with sin, and your soul, redeemed by Christ's finished work of salvation on the cross, will never go back under the rule of sin. The apostle teaches in Romans 6, verse 11, that believers are dead to sin. So sin in your mortal body cannot negatively affect your salvation. It cannot keep you out of heaven. But, as we are learning, sin still must be dealt with as long as we are in these mortal bodies. Oh yes, we have to do something to make certain that sin does not reign in our bodies, that we do not obey its lusts. Look for a moment at the word Paul uses, reign. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Reign. R-E-I-G-N. The apostle treats sin like a king that, while still very powerful, has lost his throne. Let's give this king a name, King Sin. He has been deposed, but he's still alive. He is strong, and he's constantly trying to make a triumphant comeback. He wars against the new king, Jesus, and constantly devises ways to gain back his throne in our lives. Well, that deposed king is sin, and its lust is constantly bombarding our mortal bodies. We're under the constant attack of Satan on our bodies, aren't we? The devil tempted Jesus there in Matthew 4, and the devil tempts us here today. For a moment, before we leave this first insight, look back with me at Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. That's easy to remember. Romans 6, 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Jesus, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin." You see, what Paul is arguing for is that Christ has forgiven us our sin. Christ has taken away our sin, and therefore we are no longer ruled by sin. Even so, yes, we have to defend ourselves from the old king called sin. And we'll get to how we do that in a little bit. But remember my point here, there is a difference. There is a distinction between your mortal body and your soul. For the Christian, sin is in the mortal body, but sin is not any longer in your soul. Well, we're out of time, but when you come back tomorrow, we'll pick up here and I will give you my second insight. Stick with me, please. I'm giving you quite a bit of content because I want to show you how to handle temptation, and I promise we will get there in Romans 6 soon. But we need a little bit of time to build towards it, so please be patient. Let's keep working our way towards this tomorrow, right here on God Is.